Welcome to Wormwood and Witches, a podcast exploring the dark corners of the unknown.
Tap into the divine with our coven as we explore topics of witchcraft and all the liminal spaces in between.
I'm Tally, an archaeologist.
And I'm Erica, a museum collection specialist.
Let's transport ourselves through the history of time and space
as we open the gates to the unknown. Hello. Welcome to Wormwood and Witches. I'm Erica.
I'm Tally.
Boo-boo, it's okay.
I'm Tally.
Tally's having her dramatic Libra moment, as she says.
Everyone's dead to me. Everyone!
What about pants and cake?
Except for pants and cakes. My dog and cat, if you don't know. No, I'm just kidding. I'm fine. Everything's fine.
It's going to be okay. She's just going through a moment, so, which we're all valid to have. So
that's right.
I was like, do I even want to ask what your witchy woo? I think I froze for a second.
Yeah, you did.
Froze. Weird.
You froze. Oh. Everything's unstable, just like myself.
I gotta say, I loved this pure unhingedness. This is, I don't like we're like it for you, but I think it's hilarious. And I think everybody, I don't know if it's the new moon, but some of my coworkers, I feel like we're all just like going through it right now. So like one thing or another, and we're all just fucking like fed up. So I have no idea.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was gonna see if you even wanted to talk about a witchy woo or not.
Yeah.
Frame things in a positive light.
I'm still excited to be going to North Carolina, so I'm packing this week for it.
Woo! I'm excited for you. Vacation.
Not excited at the moment, but I'm excited to see it because I've never been there. And I looked up, I'm flying into Asheville, and I wanted to just, you know, what are the things that I can go look at and see? And there's, I don't know if you've heard of, it's the largest estate in the United States. The, I think it's the Biltmore, maybe?
Sounds
Have you
familiar.
Heard of it? It's of the Van. It was the Vanderbilts. So,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, and it is.
I was about to say, it sounds like something from them.
I mean, it's wild when I saw the photos of it. But I did learn today from a coworker who's from the area that it's a for-profit instead of like a museum. So, and it's like $70 to $100 just to get in. But she said it was worth it, but she doesn't like that it's, you know, not museum status, even though everything in there is.
Then they actually pay their staff a reasonable wage because it is for profit then.
Do you really think so? Apparently this time of year is also, they have it all dolled up for Christmas. So the price is more.
Please go.
Are you looking at it?
No, I'm just like, while I worked at the Molly Brown House Museum and when they like put all their Christmas stuff up, it's so magical.
You should, I don't know if you have the capabilities to Google it real quick, because I didn't even know anything like that existed in America. I mean, it's in Asheville.
Yeah.
It's like right.
Yeah, it's the Biltmore.
Biltmore.
Yeah, it's like huge.
Yeah.
It looks like a castle.
A mini castle. Right.
McCastle. Ooh, the observatory. Are you kidding me? Please, yes. I want to be a rich bitch. Let's go. Ooh. 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 Oh my God. It's like Harry Potter. Please go.
Yeah. So I was either I was thinking of either doing that on Thursday when I fly in or Sunday on my way out. So,
make sure you have enough time, ample time to look around. And it's going to be dolled up for Christmas and it's going to be so magical.
Yeah, it's, you know, and I don't know when I'll go back again. So it kind of seems appropriate
to you're there.
Yeah. And I would like to go see, there's a in Hendersonville where I'll be, there's a historic cemetery. Still very racist one, but I want to go and see it. It was I was going to say built, but you don't really build a cemetery.
Build it with bodies.
Yeah, it started in 1885, and they have a segregated burial area.
Of course they do.
Yeah, which is like, ugh. But also interesting to see that that is a real thing, you know?
Yeah.
So I would love to see. And I like to go to, well, you know, we like to go to cemeteries. So
it's
why not?
That we do on our fun pastime.
And I can, you know, say, hey, good morning, you racist fucks, and then walk over to the other side and apologize for their behavior. I don't know. But it I don't know. Yeah, so kind of excited.
Really, what else do you do in racist cemeteries as well? You know?
Yeah, like, I don't know.
Divington.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I flipped off his... Me and my colleagues flipped off his grave when we saw it. It was just like, eat shit and die.
Yeah. What's your witchy woo?
What is my witchy woo? I guess my sister's coming into town.
And oh, yeah.
I went to see Depeche Mode this week, so I'm excited.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for bringing that up, because now I'm missing them.
But you're going to go do another fun thing.
Yeah. But it's okay. I would
be
more
seen them, so.
Yeah, I would be more upset if I didn't see them in April. But it would have been fun. I was really looking forward to seeing them again, but
oh, I'm sorry.
And I was like, oh no. I told my friend today, I was like, I totally forgot to tell you I'm not going to be here, but she has her boyfriend can go with her.
Oh,
so
yay.
Yeah, I'm excited for you. Remember, be there at 7.
Ready to go.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They go on at 7:45. Sharp.
Yeah, I'll make sure to be there at 7:30. So.
Yeah, at the latest.
Yeah. Well, that's when, I think that's when doors open.
At 7:30?
Or maybe it's 7 and then 7:30 starts, so.
Oh, so maybe
we'll be eating at Bao Brew House right across the street, so it'll be fine.
Huh. Because they had the opener. There were like two. There was like a DJ and then Dave Gahan's daughter sang.
Oh, cool.
So it was like they were on at like 6 or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe things have changed.
Well, show doesn't start till 7. Well, doors don't open till 7. Show's at 7:30.
Nice. Perfect. Oh, well, then maybe they... Things have changed. Don't listen to me. What do I know? Anyway.
I'll just be there, like, right when the show starts, just in
case. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, today will be nice, short, and sweet. And I'm going to continue with my spooky, very spooky hotel theme. So, cover the Stanley. I'm, like, feel like I'm a hoe for, like, good historic hotels. So in October, I had to go down to Prescott in Arizona, which is kind of like pseudo out in the middle of nowhere a little bit. It's kind of like between your way when you're going from Phoenix to Flagstaff, for those who don't know. So I was out there for my friend's wedding, and she wanted us all to stay in a historic hotel called the Hotel St. Michael. And so I thought I would cover that because it actually does have some haunted rooms. And Prescott is actually pretty haunted because it's the Wild West, and there were like shootouts and knife fights and all kinds of crazy shit. And it's funny because I actually did watch a goat. Not that I'm saying that this is my research, but I watch it just for fun and shits and giggles and text tally while I'm watching it, just like laughing along the way. They've been to Arizona like multiple times. It's crazy how many times they've been to like different like Wild West towns and stuff like that. So
you didn't say who they are.
the ghost hunter people, like
Oh, did
Bagel
you say
Bites.
that?
Bagel Bites
I was waiting for you to say that.
as the and that's why we drink gals.
Yeah,
We
see.
call him Zach
Aren't they
Gaggins.
he has a place in Vegas, so I'm assuming he's not far. Maybe that's why they do so many.
Perhaps, I'm not sure.
Because I was going to go when I was in Vegas for work, I was going to go to his haunted house or whatever, his like
Yeah,
museum
like where
of
he keeps like the
stuff.
like
Yeah,
the
but
Annabelle and stuff.
yeah, and I was curious to see it, and I thought it was kind of done in a museum type way with a, you know, I don't know, somebody in person walking with you, like a docent or something. But instead, the whole thing is also claimed to be haunted, the actual house that houses everything.
Of course it
And
would be, because it's
yeah.
Gaggins.
But also, they would make you go in by yourself or like your party. So if you and I went, it would just be us. It wouldn't be us and 10 other people.
That seems
So,
really weird.
yeah. So if I was by myself, I was like, I don't want to go in.
You're
A.
Like, is there going to be a jump scare around the corner?
Kind of. And they, or like, oh, come in this room and, you know, sit with this doll or whatever. I'm like, fuck off. I'm not doing. And it was also like $50 or something. So.
Yeah.
Like, nah,
yeah,
no,
for that
no,
price, you
no.
can almost get into half of the Vanderbilt's house estate.
Yeah, right. And I bet that place is haunted too. So,
oh,
anyway,
for sure, that would be a fun episode.
Yeah,
for
hopefully,
sure.
I can make it happen and go.
But yeah, so the Hotel St. Michael was pretty interesting. It had a lot of still like the original banisters and stuff like that. Felt very wild westerny. You
What
could
year
go
was
down
it
like this
built?
like creepy alleyway as well. So
Oh, but so was it just set the scene? Is it by itself? Is it
so
next, like up against all these other buildings? What
so
year was it?
it's on Whiskey Row. And
Oh.
Whiskey Row is famous because it was built in like the like 1900. And it was actually, before it was the Hotel St. Michael, it was the Hotel Burke. And in 19, oh, or yeah, and it was built in 1900, and then a huge fire that same year, as
What?
per usual, rip roared through, burnt down Whiskey Row, burnt down the Hotel Burke, of course, because everybody still decided to build shit out of wood.
Right, and then
And
after
put
that
the
it's
Hotel St. Michael on top of it, and it opened in June of 1901. So it's along a huge row of like brick buildings now, like of really old saloons. So there's the Hotel St. Michael, which is red brick, like these like nice tall ovoid shaped windows and stuff like that, and has like a big staircase kind of like spiraling upwards like in a
Whoa.
rectangular fashion. And there's like kind of creepy like green door, like I like to call this shade of green asylum green. So whatever that shows up in your mind is like this like weird kind of gross shade of sagey green, that was the doors. And it was funny when I got into my room, my husband was like, I feel like the floor is sloped a little bit towards the bathroom and everything. Like, and
Really?
it's not like super fancy by any means, but it's nice. And it's funny because Whiskey Row now is still so popular with like bar scenes and stuff like that, that and they haven't updated the windows that you actually have to have earplugs if you want like a relatively good night's rest,
Oh
because
my
like you can hear.
gosh.
Yeah, it's Whiskey Row is bopping, and I found a bubble guy with like the giant bubble maker, and I
Oh, okay.
was just like losing my mind. I was having so much fun. I was like trying to pop them in the fucking crosswalk, and my sister's like, "Your dumb ass is gonna get run over by a car, Jesus Christ." I'm like, "Please stop." But it's around the corner too. Like, there's like a cute little not diner's not the right word, but like a breakfast place that's like in a period piece
Okay.
saloon-ish
Okay.
bar that's attached to the hotel. And along the same row too, it's right around the corner from the Jersey Lily Saloon, which is haunted, and also what Biggins decided to cover in that episode of the Palace Saloon, which is super haunted. So all of Whiskey Row apparently in that whole block is just
I'm trying to look
teeming
it
with
up.
ghosts right now.
Yeah.
So it opened in 1901, and again it was built in the Second Renaissance Revival style by D.W. Millard, and they decided to then build, since probably the Hotel Burke burnt down, whether or not that was made of brick, it burnt down, so they're like, let's build it of brick and stone. I did not see the gargoyles that apparently my research references, which is allegedly represent crude images of local politicians. I did not see these, but I guess I wasn't looking for gargoyles in the Wild West.
Yeah, that's out of
But
place.
you're like, what? But supposedly the hotel has hosted many famous folks, such as President Theodore Roosevelt, Doc Holliday, and then some people, Senator Barry Goldwater, apparently. So
Roosevelt got around.
I know. Either that or he was like, yeah, this building right here, it's a good time. Let me tell you, brothels and everything. I mean, that's the other thing, right? Like, Whiskey Row
Oh,
definitely
yeah.
had bars and brothels,
Yeah.
opioid dens, everything to the tens.
They
That
use.
was, yeah, the usual debauchery. Another feature of the hotel that was interesting was the Otis traction elevator. That was apparently installed in 1925, and it is the original. It was the first elevator installed in Prescott, and actually is also still like, I mean, I'm sure that they've like the doors looked more modern, but I think it's the same original elevator to the building. So,
Nice.
yeah, I was just like,
To the
it was.
1901 one because it like the second coming of the hotel original.
Yes, well, so it was built in 1901, and 1925 was when they installed, I guess, the
The
elevator.
elevator.
So
Okay.
there is like a staircase and everything.
Right. Okay. I can't
Yeah,
wait to
but
see photos because I have no. You know, like doing the Stanley, we all know what it looks like, even if we've never been there, but a whole other level if you have been there. So, and I haven't seen
the
photos.
elevator was definitely weird. Like, there was a door that you had to like wait for the elevator to actually come up and then like pull open, and then, you know, like the cagey thing that's like kind of in front, then you
Yeah.
had to open it up and go in. Like, it wasn't quite as creepy as the birdcage elevator that we had in Victor. So, but it was almost on par with how creepy it was.
It's reminding me a lot of the Victor elevator for sure.
Victor seemed more like still more old-timey though, so.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, even same with just the setup of the fire and then everything being rebuilt to, you know, and then the bar down below from our hotel room with the window the windows are the same that you described too. So it was like, oh, it's reminding me of the Victor Hotel.
Yeah, it was definitely, it would give the same vibes, because once you see one old-timey hotel,
you've seen them all.
You see a very, you pretty much see them all. But with all the debauchery, of course, comes the fact that there are many deaths, especially happening in the Wild West with shootouts. And a number of guests have actually reported strange happenings around the elevator and the hotel, along, like I said, with the palace saloon and everything, is super haunted. There's a lot of ghosts and presence that are kind of like in that area for sure. We were on the, Dan and I stayed on the second floor. We did not stay in a haunted room, unfortunately. But my friend did stay in the infamous 315.
So, ooh. All right.
I know.
Get comfy.
It's always like the 300s. I don't get it.
Yeah. Because like, it's bullshit, probably.
They're just like, it's got to be this one. So, let's see. So I'm getting at this. My friend sent me some of the info that she found that among the numerous spectral tales associated with Hotel St. Michael, a few stand out. The story of the banker, a spirit that reportedly haunts room 315, which is where Crystal stayed at, is among the most famous. Guests staying in the room have reported unusual happenings such as unexplained temperature drops, strange noises, and even sightings of a ghostly figure. And when Crystal did wake up the next day, like, her face was like slightly swollen, like around her eyebrow. Like, what the fuck happened to you?
Ghost like, beat
it
her up.
Went down, but I was like, dude, like,
weird.
What happened to your face?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Also, there is room 325, in which I was going to read the TripAdvisor ghost story that's on the actual TripAdvisor website. So this is somebody who left a review, and it says, I stayed on the third floor, room 325. This is important to note, as been unbeknownst to me at the time of check-in, it is highly haunted, and especially the third floor. I didn't know it was a haunted hotel and was wasn't surprised. Just wasn't prepared. My daughter and I felt quite comfortable and fell asleep around 11 p.m., only to wake up at 2:37 a.m. with the hair standing up on the back of my neck, a heightened sense of quote-unquote someone or something standing in front of our door near the bed. Yeah.
No.
I felt nauseous and knew something wasn't right. The ghost spoke and we both jumped. She said, hi, my name is Mary. I wonder if it's like Bloody Mary.
I'm going to eat your soul.
I could see she was wearing a corset and a bustle type skirt. Both my daughter and I asked her not to touch us or scare us and to leave. It took a while to fall back asleep. We both woke back up at 4:15 that morning with the same weird feeling and nausea. This time we kept the lights on and stayed awake until daylight. We went to the front desk to inquire about our room 325. The clerk replied, why are you disappointed that you didn't have an encounter? And I replied, what? I wasn't aware the hotel was haunted. And the clerk confirmed this is one of the three most haunted rooms on the third floor, and that there is a lady of the night from the late 1800s. She roams around that area. She has been seen frequently. It was definitely an interesting stay, and I would probably do it again. Next time, I will be mentally prepared.
But that's so funny, because it's like so many ghosty people are chomping at the bit to stay in that room, and this person just randomly got that room.
I know. I was hoping for something.
And you didn't get anything on the second floor.
No, but there is room 210 on the second floor, which is another noteworthy ghost person that kind of haunts that area. The guests have reported a feeling of unexplained sense of unease. and that there are strange accounts of strange noises, including whispers, and some have even claimed to see a woman's figure reflected in the mirror. And supposedly there's also a ghost child, because why not? That kind of just like roams around. Also in 315, supposedly there's a ghostly lady that continues to make her presence known by like the smell of her perfume. Which I think is kind of funny, because of course it's like same thing as Stanley. They're like, just smell the perfume. And so the palace saloon that Biggins visited, it was just interesting, because there was a couple of reports in old newspapers of like poisonings. And so this is literally just like right around the corner. Poisonings, and then stabbings, and then there is also apparently a brothel lady that got stamped on, beat the crap out of,
Stomped
stomped on.
on? Oh my
Well,
God.
like they stomped her face in, apparently.
What?
And so
That's terrible.
Baggins had they were around the bar area where this might have happened, and they were getting a lot of interaction, if you will, of like temperature and like EVPs and all kinds of stuff. And
And
a
aggressively
lot of
yelling to show their faces. Show your
No, but he
mouth!
did put up a silver dollar and asked if anybody wanted to take it. And that one, somebody did show up, but then he tried it again and it didn't work. But I guess there were two guests that were like, because it's a place where you can go and eat. And the guests like had scratch marks on them, like
Oh man.
randomly. So
Oof.
who knows? And like some of the workers can't like go down in certain rooms, because there's like an like they get nauseous immediately. So
I don't like
I don't
that.
know.
No
But
boy.
I highly suggest going and checking out Prescott, because it's super haunted. And
And a
that's
cool
pretty much
town.
all I got. Although nothing really happened to me, not like the Stanley. Yeah, so that's all I got for today. Short and sweet. There's a
Like
lot of
you.
other ghost stories to look at for Prescott and whatnot. I think Charlotte Hall is also equally haunted. So I wanted to do a little bit more of looking into the historic newspapers, but they didn't really have a whole lot. There was a lot of weddings that apparently happened at Hotel St. Michael.
Oh.
But I'll be sure to show some fun photos and stuff like that of our trip, and some historical photos as well,
Yeah,
because
that'll
those
be
are
great.
always fun.
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah.
Until next time.
Keep gazing into the unknown.
Bye.
Bye.